During the Depression time, here in Los Angeles or Long Beach area, what were you doing then?
Depression time, I wasn't in Long Beach. I was in Santa Barbara.
Oh, you were still up in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, Santa Barbara.
How bad was it up there?
Just as bad as everywhere. And if you run a restaurant, first week you can sell a cup of coffee.
Just a cup of coffee a week.
You can sell a cup of coffee.
Let's see, you were depression time.
I was in Santa Barbara.
You were about how old then? You were.
Oh, 37. I didn't figure that. Then that time I sent my family back to China with my father. And then my wife went back to China, I think 1932, 33, and took my children back to China. And I had my children study the Canton in Chinese. Mm-hmm.
That was because you wanted them to get an education?
Yeah. Because I so depressed, everything so bad, marketing goes down, and so I sent them back until 1936, my wife came back to the United States.
When you were here in Los Angeles, I mean in Long Beach, was there any hostility against the Chinese besides having a hard time finding a house?
Yeah, pretty tough time to find a house on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
See, even this house, somebody gave it to the Presbyterian Church. They didn't. I live a garage over there. They complained, and I tried to buy this house. They turned me down. So I called Santa Barbara, anyone that you work in the city hall can help me. I talked to the sheriff in Santa Barbara. And he told me it's Jack Yancey. And then he, you trust me, give me a few thousand dollars. I take your money, put in the escrow.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah. And then...
Did your neighbor cause any trouble?
No, I didn't have no trouble.
No trouble from the neighbors. Okay, let's take a break.
The church, somebody was burned out. And finally, my doctor, his name, Dr. Sylvan Carton, said, you're right. Show them right, the way they're against you. He's a Scandinavian doctor. They take, when that time, my wife can't speak English. When my wife called him up, recognized her voice, both husband and wife, one is surgery, one is a medical internal. He come to my house any time at night. His name, Dr. Carr and Silver Carton. He just retired a few years ago. And then I went to another doctor now. He's taken care of me for 30 years. When the time he told my wife she's going to retire, my wife almost dropped dead in his office. Because it was so good.
Yeah.
They come down, in case I had 1952, I had a heart attack. I called him up, heart attack. He put me right in the hospital. When I had appendix take out, I called him up. He asked me, what's wrong? I said, I have stomach ache. Which side? And I told him, you come right in. And then he told me, go in the back. He's taking care of me first. But the nurse came to me, he said, you can't go home. You leave your car. I can put you in the hospital right away. Then he put me in the hospital 4:30. 6 o'clock, he operated me on the appendix. Otherwise, the appendix going to blow out and get trouble. One of the best doctors we ever had. And when she announced, they both are very sick. They're still living now. And told us that she's going to retire. And then my wife almost fell down on the desk because she can't speak English. She Recognize her voice? She know my home? She come around.
If there was a Chinese doctor and an American doctor, who would you pick? Would you pick a Chinese doctor?
Well, I think when first I came here, I picked him. I never did, never had no mind to pick Chinese or American. As long as whoever thing you take good to you, you have no choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's make a difference. My own brother is a doctor. I have to go to him. My brother or my son is a doctor. He couldn't do anything on me.
When you first came here to Long Beach, there was hardly any Chinese here in Long Beach.
Very few.
Very few.
Yeah.
Why is it that you picked Long Beach rather than Los Angeles?
Because a friend of mine in Oxnard, Su Hall, a friend of mine, and he said Long Beach is the best one for Chinese restaurant.
Oh.
So I've been at my mind in Long Beach since that time. He said that. Had the Navy there, no trouble, get your business.
Where do you buy your Chinese grocery?
International grocery store on Spring Street.
Oh, you go all the way?
No, they deliver.
Oh, they deliver to
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Oh. Where do you meet your wife?
Well, I went back to China.
What year?
2020, December, and we went there, and my neighbor introduced, so we married in China, and after 2 or 3 months, we came to the United States, and my wife was so young, and we were so young, and got my wife as called I'm a student, and my father had a grocery store and Chinese sell herbs in Santa Barbara. And immigration lock up my wife.
Mm-hmm. What
she was so young, thought I brought those women come here as for prostitute. So Santa Barbara, Miss Cumberland, a Chinese Presbyterian, wrote to San Francisco. I think Presbyterian too, Miss Cumberland. She went down immigration. We had all those responsible from Santa Barbara, church, sheriff, police chief. They are good men. No matter what happened, you have to let her go. So they brought my. So brought. My wife came in, and we stayed in Santa Barbara. We went business with my father. And then until support my brother, thought going to college, they went to Langnam in Canton, study Chinese, both my brothers. And one went to Stanford, study chemistry. And one studied at USC for chemistry. They went to get a BA and master, and then finally they tried to take doctor degree, PhD degree. And that time, during that time, and my father always think that my brother the family was put a homicide, but my brother was a homicide, so I quit. And then my mother was sick and came from Santa Barbara, come to see me. And then she had stroke in Santa Monica. My brother brought her over here and told me that no matter what way, she will come to Long Beach. And then called me up, and then I got a doctor by name Dr. Hardesty. And my family been with Dr. Beebe because his children went to school with my children. During that time, he's always good to us. And that time, he had trouble in his family. we've been getting. So we got Dr. Hostie and taking care of my mother. Then my father and my brother came over here and saw we had different doctors to take care of my mother. He told me that I had a horse doctor to take care of my mother. I said, no, absolutely not. I'm taking care of my mother just as good as anybody else. Because doctor, my mother, my father don't believe that I got Dr. Hart was a good doctor. He, everybody know Dr. Hart was a better doctor than Dr. Beebe. Because Dr. Beebe had a trouble in their family, broke up, so I got Dr. Hart. And then my brother presented me all kinds of things that I, against them, and made my mother stroke. She couldn't speak out. Every time she looked at me cross-eyed, think I was bad. Mm-hmm. And then got my mother well, and then doctor, he said, do stroke, maybe take 1 year, maybe 10 years, maybe never will, such a stroke. So he said, going out, either stay in your home for rest until she's better. My father got mad and took my mother back to Santa Barbara. And finally, my mother passed away, and I paid for the funeral. Everything I paid for. I didn't ask my mother, my brother, or my father to pay a damn cent. I paid for everything to bury my mother. Then that time, my father realized that I'm okay. I don't want to say anything. I said, whatever you think, I'm okay or not okay, it will be up to you. Mm-hmm. If I do anything wrong, I'm sure that God will punish me. If I'm right, that God knows. Maybe my brother think I'm wrong. It will be up to them what they think about. But I do the thing, I'm in a son to treat the parents.
What type of are you in any particular religion, or Kung Fu Gao, or?
Well, I used to be in Santa Barbara. I went to Chinese Presbyterian.
But you never attend to any Buddhists?
No.
Did a lot of Chinese go to church at that time?
Oh, not too many.
And you went to more like a Lofan church? I mean,
what?
Mostly Lofan in the church?
No, mostly Chinese.
Mostly
Chinese. A little wooden house.
Oh.
And, one of the women, her name is Gordon, and one of the Jin family, he's the one that tell us, sing, and talk to me about church, that's all. It's Sunday. And there's one nurse that go around different places and preach to the Chinese. Miss Jin Lun Ling, I don't know whether she passed away or not. If she alive, I think she overnight. She lived in Los Angeles somewhere. She had one daughter married to Hong Kong. Hong Kong noodle company. She lives in Los Angeles. I don't know. Her name is Jin Lun Ling. Wife of Jin Lun Ling. She's the one that goes around all family. Everyone.
Do you believe in a life after?
Well, that's pretty tough to tell.
Pretty tough to tell. Okay, now when you were young, do you go to movies?
Very little.
Very little.
Yeah, you know
what kind of movies do you go to?
Very little. You know, like old time, you know. You ask your father. Old time. Do they allow the children to go to movies? Very little.
Mm-hmm. What about
lucky? Work 10 or 15, 20 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, work so hard.
So
have you
go to a Chinese movie, or if you, you know, when you
there's
went?
No movie.
Oh, they didn't.
Okay.
Have you ever seen any movies that portrays like Charlie Chan or Fu Manchu.